Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Rockwood United Methodist Church on this beautiful Sunday morning, which is also Mother's Day. So if you forgot, you probably better hurry up and run down to the store really quick before anybody notices. We will honor our mothers here in just a moment, but happy Mother's Day to everyone. A few announcements. Last Sunday, I told you that the bishop had rescinded all of the COVID task force's COVID rules, and so we met with church council this past week, and we decided to keep some and get rid of some. So if I forget any, y'all remind me. I know that Terry will remind me because I can already see it on her face, but we have decided that wearing a mask in the sanctuary is up to you. You can wear one if you would like to. You don't have to wear one in the sanctuary. You don't have to wear one in the hallways, although we had said that we would ask that people would wear them in the hallways just because it's still a little bit closer proximity. But again, we're not going to make it a hard and fast kind of rule anymore. We will continue to have masks provided in case you come and you forgot yours and you want to have one. And also, we will continue to provide sanitizer. We are going to start having choir practice. It will begin this Wednesday at 5 o'clock. And we will also, of course, be having a choir. And we discussed how to have a choir and still make it somewhat safe and everything. So everybody in the choir will learn all that stuff at choir practice. Clayton will inform you of all that. We also are going to continue for right now our offering here in the baskets, just because money is dirty. I mean, that, you know, just it's just, I think, easier to do it that way. And we will still, for the time being, continue to have communion the way we've been having it for pretty much the same reason. We're all going to, as you can see, continue having the pews blocked off for the same reason. And we are going to start having Sunday school again for those who are teachers who want to bring their Sunday school classes back. We're going to start having Sunday school again. And am I forgetting anything? That's right. Starting next Sunday, we won't have anybody manning the front tables, but we do ask that as you come in to just sign in. That way, just in case we do have to inform people of some sort of outbreak or something like that, we know who to inform and all that kind of stuff. So we'll continue to have sign-in sheets, but just nobody sitting there at the table taking your temperature, anything like that. So I believe that that's everything that we discussed. Let's see, we'll move on to the rest of our announcements. As I said, choir practice will be here at 5 o'clock on Wednesday night. And I think y'all are going to be doing it in the sanctuary, correct? So Clayton had decided to do choir practice in the sanctuary just to help with some additional social distancing still. So it will be here in the sanctuary, 5 o'clock, and then Bible study will be here in the classroom down the hallway here at 6 o'clock. And I think that that's about the only announcements that I have. So at this time, we want to honor our mothers, and Jonathan's in charge of that, but I don't see him. I think he's hiding somewhere. So somebody want to throw something at him. Jonathan. Jim's going to go whip him into shape real quick. But while we're waiting on Jonathan, happy Mother's Day. And I just want to point out that having biological children is not the only way to be a mother. We have adoptive mothers. We have surrogate mothers. We have sometimes fathers who have to be father and mother, just as we have mothers who have to be mother and father. We have teachers, we have grandmothers, we have big sisters and aunts. So When we say Happy Mother's Day, of course we mean traditional mothers, but we also want to remember all the women and all the people who take time to make sure that children realize that they are precious and they are loved. It's a difficult and sometimes thankless job, and we just want to thank all of you for it. And Jonathan is going to how do you want to do it? All right. Why don't we just pass them out? Mothers always have to work on Mother's Day, so we won't make them work today. I'll even come help you, Jonathan. I've got everybody on this side here. All right. Once again, Happy Mother's Day to all of our mothers. At this time, we will begin our worship service with the chiming of the hour. As you are able, please stand for our first hymn, number 384 in the United Methodist Hymnal, Love Divine, All Love, let's try that again. Love Divine, All Loves Excelling, and we will sing all four verses. Thank you for remaining standing as we affirm our faith together with the Apostles' Creed, number 881 in the United Methodist Hymnal. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead, he ascended into heaven, and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. At this time, we like to bring our prayer requests as well as our praises before the body and before the Lord. I have a few that I bring with me. Linda, who goes to Chevron, I don't know if y'all know her or not, but she, her job is that she's a caretaker for a couple of elderly people. And the other day, I believe it was Wednesday or Thursday, Bobby wasn't entirely sure, but she was leaving their house and she fell. And she got hurt, but we don't know the extent of her injuries. So just keep her in your prayers, if you will. And then, excuse me, also, if you will, keep Larry and Arville in your prayers. Larry was able to get in-home care for Arville to come, I believe it's 3 times a week. And so that has been working out for him. It's allowed him to get out a little bit more and do some things without having to worry about his dad falling or anything like that. But just continue to pray for them, especially today. Today would be the first Mother's Day without Alice, and I know it's hard on Larry. So keep him and Arville in your prayers, and their family as well. And then keep Clayton in your prayers. He's just had a rough week. You know, it's hard being as amazing as Clayton is every week, but this week especially, it's been especially difficult. So keep him in your prayers. And how's your niece doing? Is she? Okay, that's good. Does anyone else have any requests? Yes, ma'am. Okay. Yes, ma'am. Miss Pat?
I just pray for my both of my knees to get well.
Okay. Oh, ma'am. You need to go trade those things in. We will pray for your recovery for that. Yes, Keith. Okay. Okay. And do what? Macbeth. Okay. Boop, 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 boop. And then, Mel, did you have your hand? Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Mel's brother is getting married in October, and it was already going to be a major thing because, well, for instance, Mel's dad has like, what, 12 siblings or something? So, you know, that just that side of the family is enough. And then, yeah, with the pandemic and all those kinds of things, and so just keep Eric and Chrissy in your prayers as they do their best to get married this year. They were going to have me do the ceremony, and then they decided I wasn't good enough, but we won't go there today. So, you know, I'll make sure to preach that sermon whenever they're close by and they can really feel bad about it. So, let's keep Eric and Chrissy in our prayers for that. Does anyone else have any? Yes, Dave. Yeah.
So, we're trying to work it out, but pretty significant.
Yeah.
So, if you go into the restroom, you don't have any water,
then
come to us. That's what's going on.
Yeah. Yeah, and thank you to Larry and Dave, especially this last little bit. They've been our plumbers. And it's funny because Larry will call me one day and he'll say, I don't know what's wrong with this thing. And then he'll call me the next day and say, hey, boy, I tell you, it just runs really great. And then the next day it's messed up again. So if anybody knows any healing prayers for water pipes and stuff, I'm sure we would appreciate it. So, and if anybody wants to donate like a lot of money to just do all the plumbing, you know, a complete overhaul, We will not turn it away, we promise. So, does anyone else have any requests they'd like to share?
Continue to remember Marianne. She has shingles now.
Oh, always something with that girl, I tell you. So, all right. All right, does anyone else have any requests they'd like to share? Yeah. Sure. Yeah, for those of you who couldn't hear, remember Clayton's friend David, who has been to the church a couple times. He's in a recovery program down in Florida, and as Clayton said, he's in that section of recovery where everything's good, I'm good, I don't need any more, I can go home. And that's probably the opposite. Oh, good, that's good. That's good. So he's in the better part of it.
Yes, but it's just hard for him.
Right, sure, yeah. Yeah, okay, I got it. I misunderstood. He's in the part where he's doing better as far as recovery is concerned, but I'm guessing the guilt and all that kind of stuff that comes with it is just here. So we'll keep him in our prayers. And Clayton, too, because I think Clayton is still his only contact. So, and that's a burden in and of itself. So, I mean, I know it's one you carry willingly, but still. So we'll keep Clayton in our prayers as well. Does anyone else have any requests? Uh-oh, Liliana's got one. I love you too. Happy Mother's Day to you, but I'm not your mother. But if you wanted to get me something for Mother's Day, I'll take it. Does anyone else have any requests they'd like to share? All right, well, if not, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you for this day and for the many blessings that you give us. Thank you, Lord, for this time that we can spend together in fellowship with one another and in worship of you. Lord, we invite your Spirit to dwell amongst us as we attempt with your help to worship you in spirit and in truth. Lord, we have many requests before us today, ones that were spoken, ones that were not spoken. Lord, you know all of our needs. You know all of our wants. You know all of our desires. You know what is best for us. And so we pray in all these situations, in situations of sickness, in situations of recovery, in situations of loneliness, in situations of stress, in situations of happiness, hopefulness, and in situations of despair. We know that you are there. And so we ask, Lord, that you would be with all of those who are mentioned today, that you would provide comfort, strength, healing, and guidance everywhere that it is needed. Lord, we thank you that this is Mother's Day, where we can celebrate motherhood in its many different forms. And so we ask you to bless all mothers, whether they be biological, adoptive, surrogate, step, fathers who have to live as mothers, grandparents who have to act as parents, all teachers who are the only mothers that some of their students know. Lord, we also want to remember both those whose mothers are not here anymore, as well as mothers whose children are not with them, whether it be distance, whether it be because of the passing of a child, whether it be because of miscarriage, or a child being stillborn, or those hard things in life. Lord, we pray that you would be there in the midst of all expressions of motherhood, reminding us that mothers are a gift from God, but the ability to be a mother is also a gift from God. Lord, as we go forth in our worship service, may we worship you in spirit and in truth. We pray all these things and so many more in the beautiful and glorious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. As we pray together the words he taught his disciples to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who have trespassed against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Let's see. As you're able to, please stand for our next hymn, Standing on the Promises, number 374, if you happen to have a United Methodist hymnal with you. And we are going to sing all of the verses. So please stand as you're able. Thank you. You may be seated. At this time, we want to say a blessing over our tithes and offerings. And just as a reminder, as I said, we're going to continue giving the way that we have been giving. And so we have a basket here and over at the Narthex. We also can have links to give online on both church Facebook pages. You can also mail in your gift. Drop it off in the mailbox, or stop by if you see Wanda and I hanging around here. however you choose to give, though, we pray that you would follow the prompting of the Spirit and how much to give and how to give. And for those of you who I know are feeling very convicted about giving to help with the plumbing, you can give that just in a special envelope. I'm just kidding. In all honesty, please give the way that you feel the Lord is leading you to give. Let's say a blessing over our tithes and offerings. Father, we thank you for this day and for the many blessings that you give us. Lord, as we prepare to give back of those blessings, we ask that you would remind us, as always, we do not give out of guilt or fear, pride or greed, or any negative reason. Rather, Lord, we give out of love and devotion for you and love for neighbor. May you bless the givers, may you bless the receivers, may all come to know Christ, for it is in his name that we pray. Amen. As you're able to, please stand for the reading of Scripture. Our Scripture today is found in the 15th chapter of St. John's Gospel, verses 9 through 17. John writes, "As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love. I've told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. Then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. This is my command: love each other." This is the word of God to the people of God. Praise be to God. You may be seated. Many of you have heard me say, and especially those of you who have attended Bible study, have heard me say that John is my favorite writer in all of Scripture. The Gospel of John is my favorite gospel. Revelation is my favorite book of the Bible because I'm weird like that. 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John, I think, are very beautiful letters. And we've covered all of them in Bible study. Primarily because of that, except I don't think we've done the Gospel of John here. We have done the Gospel of Mark. But the reason that I love the Gospel of John is because John is so in love with Jesus. The other disciples obviously are, but Mark is really trying to get the basics down. Mark he doesn't feel like he has a lot of time. And so Mark is always running around. Matthew is trying his best to get the Jewish people to understand that Jesus is the Messiah. And so his focus is on the more Jewish aspects. And while I appreciate that, I'm not Jewish and I wasn't raised Jewish. And so it doesn't resonate with me as it would with other people who are Jewish. Luke is busy trying to tell a guy named Theophilus how the church came to pass through the Gospel of Luke, and then, of course, the second part of Luke's works, Acts. John just wants us to know that Jesus loves us and that everything hinges on that. Today's Mother's Day, in case y'all didn't get the memo. And you might think to yourself, what does this have to do with Mother's Day? Well, I could give you the cop-out answer and say, hey, you know, this is the lectionary reading. Blame, you know, the people who write the lectionary. But I think it has everything to do with Mother's Day and with mothers. I want to tell you about some mothers that I know. The first is my maternal grandmother. This Bible, actually, that I often preach from is hers. And she actually underlined a lot of this passage. And that's pretty appropriate because Mama, as we called her, was a very loving woman. My granddad was not the most lovable person. He was great to us grandkids, but to everybody else, he was just kind of, you know, not lovable. But my grandmother loved him so much. And she loved her children so much, and her grandchildren, and her great-grandchildren, the ones that she knew before she passed. And when I read this passage in John 15, greater love has no one than this, that they lay down their life for their friends. My grandmother didn't die for anyone, but she certainly laid her life down. All mothers lay their lives down for their children. Everyone, biological mothers to adoptive to surrogate to every type of mother. You know, I've never given birth. I've seen birth happen, and it doesn't look very pleasant. I know some people who have said, I don't need an epidural. I'm giving natural birth. And then they go, whoa, hey, wait a minute. No, you got any of that medicine? I've also seen people who say, I don't need an epidural, and they don't get an epidural. I don't think they're human. I think they come from Krypton, you know, with Superman and everything, because I'm sorry, but it has to hurt to give birth. But there's more to giving birth than just that. Think about it, you know, 9 months or so of carrying a life around. You have to change your diet. You have to change your lifestyle. You get pregnancy brain, which makes things even more difficult. Some get gestational diabetes, which makes things more difficult. You can't get comfortable, no matter how you try to sleep. And then there are some women that say, after they give birth, they say, boy, maybe we should do this again. I've seen mothers call doctors and husbands and whoever else in the room horrible, horrible names. And the instant that they see their baby, it's like nothing happened. At the very beginning of life, mothers lay down their lives for their children. And then they continue it. You know? I know a lady, a very good friend of mine, went to grad school with her. Her dream was that she was going to be a professional probably stage director, like Broadway and things like that, but a director nevertheless. She and her husband both love theater. That's how they met. They've done some, you know, off Broadway plays together. That was her dream. That's what she wanted to do. And now they have 5 children, I think. And she works at a hospital in a medical library. Because she realized that, you know, we have dreams. We all have dreams. Of course we have dreams. There's nothing wrong with dreams, but when you have children, you lay your lives down for them. Not just literally, but in a figurative sense. Lots of people do that. But my grandmother, and you know, I never got to ask her what her dream was. I never got to ask her what she wanted to be. And I think that's because I just kind of always assumed she wanted to be a mom and a grandma because she was so good at it, you know. And then we have my mother. If I don't talk about my mother today, she's probably watching and I'll get in trouble. You know how that works. Yesterday, Liliana had her dress rehearsal for her recital that's going to be next Sunday. And after the service, it felt like a service, let me tell you. After the practice, we went and did a couple of errands and everything, and we're sitting in the car. Liliana didn't want to go into one of the stores, so I sat in the car with her. We're sitting in the car, and she says, "Daddy, can I come sit up front with you?" And you know, the bad thing about being a parent, especially parent to a cute little girl, is you know you shouldn't say yes, but you find yourself saying yes before your brain catches up and tells you not to do that. So I said, "Sure, sweetheart, come up here." So of course, chaos erupted. Somebody bought this girl a donut yesterday. I don't know who it was, but you know, whoever it was, they deserve to be punished very much. I think I'm going to blame it on Clayton just because. So, Clayton, see me after class. Somebody gave her a donut, and it was a big donut. It wasn't just a little, you know, like her mother sometimes will go and get her the little donut holes from Dunkin' Donuts, and those are usually okay. But this was a big donut. It had lots of sugar, yeah, and it had, then she had chocolate milk along with it. Some goober got her chocolate milk on top of it. So here she is, ricocheting all over the car. I'm thinking to myself, I better hold my hand on the, you know, on the shifter here, because it's an automatic, and we all know that kids can find a way to get an automatic into gear. I don't know how they do it, but they can figure it out. And she's bouncing around and asking me 10 billion questions and doing all the crazy things that she does that I love her so much for. And I said, "Phew, I gotta do something about this kid." So I got a great idea. Let's call Grammy. So I said, "Hey, you wanna call Grammy?" "Yeah." So I rang up old Grammy. And you know, my mom is a pleasant person. I mean, she is. Some of you have met her. She's a pleasant person, but I've known my mom long enough to know when she's being pleasant because she has to be, and when she's not having a good day, maybe. And when I called her and she said hello, I could kind of hear it in her voice that, you know, she was a little bit down. And then Lily said, "Hi, Grammy," and I could hear in her voice, the smile in her voice, how happy she was. My mom will sit down on the floor and play Barbies with Liliana. Now, anybody over the age of 30 knows that sitting down on the floor, especially a wooden floor, is a bad idea. And the more removed from 30 you get, the worse an idea it becomes. You start to realize, wait a minute, I really am not 25 anymore. You know it intellectually, but the moment that you start to get up from the floor, you say, this was a bad idea. But my mom does it. She grunts and groans. I think she does that for sympathy, but she does it. And she's always been like that, My mom can tell you all the concoctions that I made when I was a cook. My mom can tell you every single character from He-Man and the Masters of the Universe. Because I loved He-Man, and I still do love He-Man, but she can tell you. Now, she may be like, she might pronounce the name a little bit wrong, but she knows, that's He-Man, and that's Skeletor, and that's that smelly one that smells terrible 50 years later, Stinkor, My mom lays down her life for those she loves. See, we have in this passage, as we have throughout a lot of scripture, references to God as Father. Some people have a problem with that. I get it. I mean, not everybody has had the best father. I understand that. I get that. But God chose to reveal himself as Father primarily because who he was revealing himself to. You're a group of people who have no home, really, who are lost and they're wandering and they need protection and they need all of these, these things. And traditionally, a father provides those things. And unfortunately, because Scripture refers to God as Father, too many times we have people who take advantage of that and they kind of push women and motherhood off to the side. But in my studies, I started actually early realizing something. God loves women just as much as he loves men. God loves mothers just as much as he loves fathers. God expects us to honor father and mother. God tells both mothers and fathers to love their children. God tells someone to take care of his mother when he's on the cross. Think about that. Jesus, I can't imagine how much crucifixion hurts. I've had an ingrown toenail removed, and that hurts enough. I don't want to even think about how much crucifixion hurts. But in the midst of all of that anguish, all of that pain, Jesus makes sure his mother is taken care of. If God doesn't love women, if God doesn't love mothers, why would he do that? Today's Mother's Day. It's a day that we celebrate mothers of all kinds. We've said that numerous times today. And so I want to leave us with this. In one of my favorite movies, The Crow, there's a mother who has a drug problem. And Brandon Lee, the main character, he uses his powers to basically free her from her drug problem. And he tells her, "Mother is the name of God on the lips of children everywhere." Fathers are important. They absolutely are. Fathers are needed. Unfortunately, fathers get maligned and they get pushed to the side. Some of them choose to push themselves to the side. We all know that. And I certainly don't want to say anything bad about fathers. It's tough being a dad. But I want us all to remember something. At the end of the day, when everything is going bad, there are two people that every single one of us can count on. One is God, and the other is our mother, whichever form she takes. So, brothers and sisters, if you still got your moms, thank God and make sure to call them, because if you don't, they will probably hunt you down and make you feel really bad in the sweetest way possible, because that's what moms do. If you don't have your moms, remember them. Take this day to cherish their memory. And Jordan, since you're the youngest person here besides Liliana, whose mom is also here, make sure your mom gets something good to eat today. And you already got that covered? Good. And try to make sure she doesn't have to wash all the dishes. Maybe half or something like that. So. In all honesty, love your mothers, whether by showing them you love them or by being the person that you know they expect you to be. God bless all of our mothers everywhere. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for this day and for the many blessings that you give us. Thank you, Lord, for mothers, all varieties of mothers. Help us, Lord, to love as Christ loved us and as mothers love their children. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we pray. Amen. And now, brothers and sisters, receive the benediction. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, may you be blessed with all the blessings of heaven. And taking them, may you give them to all whom you encounter. And tell your mother you love her. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, you are dismissed. Go in peace.